Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Gallen. Thanksgiving is coming up in just a few days from now, and it's always good at this time of year to bring in folks from Little Brothers, Friends of the Elderly. Joining me in studio right now is Executive Director Kathy Ayton and Program Director Carol Corpola. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I always like to start off, just in case there's some people that don't know what Little Brothers does. I mean, I'm sure if they drive through Hancock, they see the building there. You got a very prominent building. But, you know, it's like, well, what is your purpose? So tell us a little bit about the
you. Sure. Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly is a volunteer-based organization. We're a nonprofit, and we provide services and really companionship and friendship to elderly people who have little or no family support. So we have a number of services that we provide. We have a friendly visiting program, which is really the heart and soul of what we do, where we match volunteers up to visit an elderly person on an ongoing basis. So the whole idea is that they become friends and they do things together that work for them. That's really the heart and soul of what we do. But then we also have activities that we have all year. I think we tend to think people are familiar with our holiday parties, but in case people don't know, on the three major holidays of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter, we actually host sit-down dinner sites at 10 different locations throughout five counties, actually. And these are dinners for our elderly neighbors who are going to be home alone on the holidays, and they're all run by volunteers. And the whole idea is that our elderly friends and volunteers come together to celebrate the holiday. So that's what we'll be talking about a little bit, but just to fill people in on the other things that we do, we have a medical transportation program. So we take people to doctor appointments, and that includes trips to Marquette. We also have a food pantry. So we give food out right now to between 95 and 100 elderly people every month. And we have a firewood program, which is going hot and heavy right now, where we cut and split and deliver firewood as a supplemental source of heat for people who do burn wood.
Well, what's not cheap when in bulk, it's certainly can get expensive. Where does it come from?
We actually do purchase some of it, but we get donations. We've gotten donations from Pentagore, from Plum Creek, which has now changed their name, also from Northern Hardwoods. So we go after grants to help support this program as well, because you're right, wood is not cheap, but it's been such a staple for so many people who rely on it that it's a huge service we provide.
I do a number of interviews here with people from different organizations, and they do volunteering, and almost every one of them, if they do volunteering, one of the things that they say is that they volunteer for Little Brothers. In fact, Keweenaw Young Professionals were telling me that they help cut that firewood.
Yes.
And so when you brought that up, it's like, yeah, I was just asking somebody earlier this week, it airs in the same program, that they were volunteering to cut firewood for Little Brothers.
It's a fun program, and I think it's a great fit for a lot of young people, because it gets them outside doing something physical, and our woodlot is really impressive. So people feel, they really see what we're doing, and they feel a part of something very, very good.
Out of the three major dinners that you do, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter, is Thanksgiving the biggest one of them all? Is that the one where most people come and attend?
Maybe Carol can address that too, but I would say probably Thanksgiving tends to be a little bit bigger than Christmas. What we find is that our elderly friends, if they do have family who are maybe out of the area and can get home for a holiday, they tend to get home for Christmas. So Christmas tends to be a little smaller than Thanksgiving, but Easter has been pretty big as well.
Carol, are you seeing that as well?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, when we celebrated Easter this year, we noticed a record number of elderly friends that we served, over 800. And so we are definitely seeing a need in the community.
I'll say that that's good news that you're having so many people come out, but it also strikes me as that there's 800 people who didn't have family to go with, or, you know, that ended up mm-hmm. with going to the dinners there, and we're so happy that they have the place to go, but I guess hesitate a little bit to say, oh, how wonderful, how great. It is wonderful and great, but it's like, oh, I wish that 800 people had 800 families that, you know, that they were spending the holiday with, you know. So I guess that's one way to look at it.
But. That would be nice if there was not a need for little brothers, that that they did have family to spend with. But really, we become their surrogate family, and our volunteers become their surrogate family. And we really try to make our holidays where it's a special dinner. It's quality family bonding time. We encourage volunteers to bring their children to not only lend that intergenerational aspect to our dinners, but also just to teach their children about volunteerism.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because the people that volunteer for these dinners, I've talked to some of them, and they'll start off as they'll do it one time because they're interested, they want to help out, they want to do something nice, and then that becomes their family tradition, volunteering on Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter, because it becomes then what they want to do for the holiday, and they enjoy it so much. It's not, oh, I had to give up my Thanksgiving so I can go, you know, wash dishes for little brothers. It's like, you know, hey, Thanksgiving's coming up. I can't wait to volunteer again and do that. It was so much fun.
We have volunteers who, they tell me, just count on me. I'll be there. You don't need to call and ask. Well, this is our family tradition. And I think we have, Kathy can agree with this, I think, is that we've had volunteers since the beginning of Little Brothers, since 1982, the first meal.
Yes, absolutely. We have families who've been volunteering since 1982, and now their children are grown in some cases, and adults themselves who are making it part of their tradition. So that says a lot about the experience.
I know, because it's usually a four-day holiday, I've talked to with people that, you know, they take that Thursday and they volunteer for Little Brothers, and then Friday becomes their family day. You know, maybe there's not the football game on there if that's what you were really hoping for, but, you know, it's a day where they're like, okay, you know, they spent Thursday volunteering and getting the most out of that day, and then Friday's like, okay, now we get up and we have, you know, our breads in the morning and turkey at, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Then they still have the experience because they got 4 days to enjoy the holiday. But at the same time, they got best of both worlds.
Yes. And I think that is one of the reasons our dinners are so successful and our hot meal deliveries is because people are able to, I guess, adjust their schedules because it is important to them. And we want to work with volunteers. We don't, you know, I think people keep coming back because it means something to them. But we also will accommodate volunteers. So some volunteers might help the whole day. We don't expect that. We hope that volunteers can give an hour or two. So we're able to work with volunteers' needs as well. And that's very important in the whole scope of the dinners and hot meal deliveries.
What type of jobs, I guess, do you have for volunteers on the holiday?
We have everything that it takes to put on your own traditional Thanksgiving dinner. So we need people to come in and help us cook the food, prepare the food, peel the potatoes, slice the turkey, and reheat it. We need people to come in and set up the dining room. We really, like I said earlier, we like to make it a special occasion, a special sit-down dinner. So we do try to set a fine table. We use real plates. We don't like to use paper plates. We like to decorate the hall with decorations. We have live entertainment. So we need volunteers to help set that up. We need entertainers. If you play the piano or play the guitar and you want to come and provide some live entertainment, that's always appreciated. And then we need people to actually serve the meal to our elderly guests. And then because the community has been so gracious, and all of the sites that we use are local community halls or churches, that of course we want to leave it the way we found it. So then we need volunteers to help us clean up at the end.
Kathy, you and I have talked about this in interviews past. These dinners are not soup kitchens. It's not, you know, passing out, you know, here's your slop of food on a paper plate, as you were mentioned. They are fine dinners, nice sit-down parties where, you know, it's the Thanksgiving. If you had a really big family, it would be that would be your Thanksgiving day.
Exactly. It's a traditional holiday meal with turkey and dressing and all the trimmings, and the food is, we feel, highest quality food. And so we're really proud of that.
Where does all the food come from?
a lot of it is donated from the community. So we have a whole process where we send letters out to local businesses. We know businesses here are hit up all the time for many great causes. So we try and limit that, but we might ask a larger grocery store for one turkey or two turkeys at the most, but otherwise we try and tailor our ask to that business, the size of the business, and try and be reasonable. So we might ask for anything from a turkey to down to a gallon of apple cider. So everything in between there. And most of it is donated by the community. The community has been absolutely fabulous. Either businesses coming back and contributing those things or individuals walking in the door with food or money.
Now, being that Thanksgiving's only a couple of days away, this is Sunday. Of course, we have Thursday is Thanksgiving. At this point, do you have any needs for different foods?
We do still have some remaining needs, and really we are working right up until Wednesday when we deliver the food and supplies to all of the sites. So some of our needs are apple juice, because we like to serve a hot spiced apple cider. We need brown sugar for the sweet potatoes, sparkling juice. We like to have at the end of the meal, do a non-alcoholic champagne toast. And we also need some small things like individual creamers just to put on the tables, and pineapple juice, which goes in that punch as well.
A lot of things you don't normally think of.
The little things.
Yeah. There's so much that goes into the dinners, and the dinners and the hot meal delivery is the exact same meal. So it's a really, they actually, people receiving a hot meal get a larger tray that has all the hot items in it. So it's the turkey, mashed potatoes, the sweet potatoes, the vegetable, the gravy. They also get a smaller container that has the cold food items in. So it's the same meal that's going to our homebound elderly friends as go to the sit-down dinners. And it's, even little things like spices that you use for seasoning. We have to organize all of that for every site.
Now, you feed hundreds of people. If you're just, you know, a resident living here and all you can donate is a jar of pickles, I mean, can you still donate small quantities?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what's kind of fun about it, is to see it all come together, because in the beginning, you know, we'll need over 70 turkeys. And to see them come in over a period of, you know, a week or 10 days, it's really amazing to see that all come together.
Kathy, earlier when you were talking, and you mentioned how this is provided to in locations over five counties here in
Yes.
the Western UP. You know, I've never really pictured just how huge of an undertaking this really is.
It's huge. I think it's fun for us, but, you know, as Carol and I were driving over here, we were both get out of the office and we're thinking about, you know, how is it coming together and what still needs to fall in place. And it is a tremendous effort behind the scenes to get everything together for all 10 dinner sites and 2 hot meal delivery sites.
And here I thought with the in-laws coming over for Thanksgiving dinner that, you know, we were under stress, you know, for that. But, you know, Carol, as the program director, it's got to fall to you a lot to be able to put all these pieces in place and get things organized. Can you kind of tell us, as we're going into the holiday here in a couple of days, how things stand?
You know what? It's when we left the office and I was telling Kathy, oh, you know, I still need this and I still need to do that and all these little pieces that need to fall into place. And she's just so reassuring, and she tells me, it's early and it'll all fall together. I've only been in doing this position for 2 years now, and Kathy, you know, did it before me. And so it is reassuring, and I try to tell that to myself as well, because since I've been doing it for 2 years, I've seen how it all falls into place right up until the very end. All of a sudden the last piece of the puzzle goes in, and really it's only a testament to the community, to all the volunteers, to the elders who participate, to the donors. Everybody, all the pieces come together, and I can't say thank you enough to the community.
Absolutely. I can't I can't say that any better. I mean, we could not do this without the support of the community. And even things, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about our turkeys, just to give people a little idea of how that all happens. The turkeys come into our office. We keep them frozen until we have a freezer full. We take them over to Michigan Tech, to Wads Hall. They store them for us. Then a week before the holiday, they take them out of the freezers, thaw them. We do everything up to code according to health department standards. And so the turkeys thaw slowly in a refrigerated space. Then we organize volunteers who will go over. They'll go on Monday morning, and they'll prepare all the turkeys. So they'll clean them, they'll butter and season them, they'll put them in bags, put them on trays. They go in the cooler then again, and then Wads Hall will bake them for us on Tuesday. And then they cool them down, and they deliver them back to us the day before Thanksgiving. We have volunteers come in just for the turkeys who will sort them according to site. And then we have other volunteers who come in and will pair up and deliver all the turkeys, but all the food and non-food to each site. So it's
that's just the turkeys.
That's just the turkeys.
Just multiply that by 50.
Yes.
And but really, my saying is that many hands make light work, and that's how it comes together.
Well, as a former restaurant manager, I'd love to see how they prepare 70 turkeys.
It's impressive.
It's one really big oven or a whole bunch of little ones. I always do is like, well, I don't think they can cook these one at a time over at the Little Brother's office there in Hancock. So that'd take a while.
No, but everything really is then at all of the sites in the morning, they'll take those turkeys and carve them up and reheat them. But all the food really is prepared from scratch at all the sites the morning of the holiday. So, you know, we just could not do this without the support of the whole community.
Besides some food items that you listed here, are there other things that you need?
Well, of course, we need turkey. That's always a given. But volunteers, we still need volunteers at most of the locations. And I would say it all comes down to, in the end, volunteers to deliver meals to the people who are spending their holiday at home, who cannot join us at the party.
That's a special visit. Tell us a little bit more about that, because it's not just dropping off a bag of food.
Exactly. When we deliver that meal, which is an exact duplication of the meal that the elderly friends are enjoying at the party, we ask our volunteers to stay and visit a while, because you may be their only visitor for the day. And this really is because of the heart of Little Brothers and our mission to provide friendship to ease their loneliness. And this is one way that we can do it. So we ask volunteers, just stay for a little while, maybe help them unpack their meal. It comes in a grocery bag. We have a hot tray. We have a cold tray. We have the dinner roll. We have dessert. We have a little basket of candy for them as well, decorated in the Thanksgiving theme. We send every elderly friend a flower to celebrate the holiday with. So it's just an opportunity to help them unpack their meal, talk a little bit about how they used to spend their Thanksgivings before they were alone, and just really spread the friendship and joy of what Little Brothers is all about.
It is really so special, and that the volunteers do that a little extra giving there, because
a lot
of people, you know, let's face it, we can get a TV dinner with turkey. And if we just wanted to have turkey for Thanksgiving because it's the fourth Thursday of the month, but having that visit just changes it from just being a delivered meal to making it a holiday.
Absolutely.
You mentioned about the turkeys. Now, if we get to pass this show here and Monday and Tuesday come along, and it's a little too late to drop off a frozen turkey for time for this Thanksgiving, can you still drop one off? Maybe be used for one of the other dinners.
Yes, we're going to be doing all of this all over again for Christmas. And so we're going to just start the process from the first step, and that means soliciting turkeys for Christmas. So even if it comes after the deadline that we need for Thanksgiving, we will put it in our freezer and we'll use it for Christmas.
Definitely. Have ham for Christmas.
We have ham for Easter.
Where are the dinners taking place if people want to be able to go to one?
Like Kathy said, they're at 10 locations across five counties. It's all on our website. Maybe will you be able to link that on your page to our page?
We definitely will. You know, a lot of our listeners aren't as computer savvy as you know us are, but if there's a phone number,
so do you want to read them off, Kathy? Yeah. Do you want to do it by heart?
Sure. Well, here in Houghton, it's at St. Ignatius Church. In Hancock, it's Church of the Resurrection. Calumet is hosted by Sacred Heart Church. Copper City Community Building Fire Hall hosts a dinner on the north end. In South Range, we have Grace Lutheran Church. Tapiola is at the Dolley Senior Center. Barriga is St. Anne's Church. Ontonagon is St. Michael's Church. And then Marquette.
Ontonagon is Holy Family.
Or Holy Family. I apologize. Holy Family. And then Marquette is St. Christopher's.
And you did do all that from memory, except for a little help there from Carol. So that's a pretty good job.
Thank you,
there.
Carol.
And she's been doing it for many years.
Do you need to make a reservation if you want to come to one of the dinners?
It is preferred. I will be at the office on Thanksgiving Day. So even if you decide that morning of that you want to join us, give me a call and I can just give a little heads up to the volunteers at that site to let them know to set an extra plate.
What's the number?
482-6944.
Okay. And that's your regular number for there in the office in Hancock
as
well?
Yes, it is.
Okay. The people that come, do you see them again? Do they come back?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
It becomes the tradition of our elderly guests and of our volunteers.
And describe to me how they're feeling on that day. Let's take a Thanksgiving, just their experience.
Well, I think with our elderly guests, this is something that they look forward to. Anytime somebody signs up for one of our holiday dinners, they automatically get put on an invitation to come to our next dinner. And we have our elderly friends who they will turn that reservation card in immediately. And they just express the joy of not only being able to join us at the dinner for the meal itself, but to also interact with their peers and their friends they haven't seen since the last party, because they really don't have the means to connect with their friends due to lack of transportation or health reasons. So this is an opportunity for them to get together.
And I would like to add that for someone who's maybe never come before and they think about it, but they're not sure if they would know anybody at the dinner, come, because one of the roles our volunteers play is to be there to welcome everybody and really make you feel at home immediately. And so if you get there and you don't know, if you think you won't know anybody there, chances are you will, but also there will be people there that's really what they're there for, is to include you and make you feel part of the event.
There's a woman in my neighborhood who I was speaking to, I was probably about 6 months ago, and we got on the subject of little brothers, and she attended one of the dinners last year, and her husband passed away a few years ago, and she had told me that they had always spent Thanksgiving together. Of course, when they were younger, it was with the kids until the kids moved away and they're out of state, and with all the grandchildren, it's just too hard to get everybody back together. So Thanksgiving had become her and him for really about, probably 20 years. And then after he passed away, she then spent the next few Thanksgivings completely alone. And it was a dreadful, she told me, it was a dreadful holiday because she hated that day coming and all holidays, but, we were on the topic of Thanksgiving dinners, and she said, it was one of the worst days of the year. And she said that she went to one of the dinners last year, and she said she felt like she wasted all those years in between feeling alone, feeling depressed, feeling like there was nobody else, that would want to bother, taking time out for their Thanksgiving. And she says she'll be back. I don't want to give her name. She wants to tell her story. That's why. But, I just recall that conversation, over the summer there. And, I bet there's a lot of people that feel that way. They, they're there because, they're looking for the companionship. They're looking to keep the holiday special. They're looking for the nice meal and just being in that Thanksgiving atmosphere.
Somebody, yes.
And they find it. Anything else that you need? You said volunteers, and if somebody wants to volunteer, how do they do that?
call 482-6944, and we will let them know what spots are still available.
I personally do want to thank you folks for doing this. Little Brothers is a very special organization in our area. We have a lot of senior organizations that do some great work. There is something extraordinary about Little Brothers. I'm not sure I can quite put my finger on it, but you know, there are a lot of senior centers, there are a lot of senior programs. They all do, you know, they all serve a great purpose. Little Brothers, there's something special about it, so I really appreciate what you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your support, too, and helping us to get the word out.
Thank you again, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.